بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم mentioned in the Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam الموت تحفة المؤمن the death is a gift for a believer when a person receives a gift he becomes very happy he becomes very pleased Allah Rabbul Izzat makes it such that at the time where a believer is about to leave this world, then that moment of meeting with the beloved, Allah Pak makes it a special moment. Provided a person worked towards this end, he worked towards Akhirat, he kept his life in order, fulfilling the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, refraining from a life of sin, a life of haram. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in many ahadith, had taught us that we should be thinking of maut all the time, making preparations for death, before we meet that time, we will actually have to leave this world. Generally, a person feels that when I pass away, I'll be put in that pit, that hole, all alone, and I'll be covered by sand from all sides. And what will be my condition? So that life is called the life of the barzakh. Barzakh is actually like a dividing line. So since the life of the qabr comes in between this life and the life of akhirat, as though that's the dividing line now. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that when a person is put into the grave and is a good person, is a believer, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands that that grave be expanded and made spacious for a person. Then the windows of Jannah open to him. He gains the fragrance of Jannah also. And as far as the eye can see, Allah Pak allows him to witness all goodness. He is clothed with the clothing of Jannah. And all types of happiness engulf him, surround him from all sides. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with him. There were two sahaba. One's name was Hazrat Sa'b ibn Jassama, and the second sahabi was Hazrat Auf bin Malik. So when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina Munawwara, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had drawn up a pact and joined two sahaba together, so that each one can support the other, can be there for the other. So among the two sahaba that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam joined in one pact, one was Hazrat Sa'b ibn Jassama and Hazrat Auf bin Malik radiyallahu anhuma. So one day, Hazrat Sa'd bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, that any one of us, whoever passes away first, then the other should make dua to Allah, that Allah Pak shows him his brother in the dream. How he is in the hereafter, how is he faring in the next realm, he must make dua to Allah, and Allah Pak will show him. So Auf bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala was quite surprised. He said, can this happen? So Sa'd bin Jassama said, yes, it can happen. Make dua, Allah Pak will show. So it so happened that Sa'b ibn Jassama, he passed away. So Auf bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, his brother, remembered his words. He made dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, do Allah show me the state and condition of my brother in the next world. So there he sees him in a dream. Sa'b ibn Jassama radiallahu ta'ala, he comes to meet him very well. I asked him that, how are you? He said, oh, alhamdulillah. I'm doing well, Allah Pak, make my maghfirat. He said, I can see some black spot on your neck. So he said, yes, that alhamdulillah, Allah has forgiven me, but this one debt that's outstanding, I hadn't paid this. So this effects of that blackness on my neck is a little difficulty I went through. Some difficulty I've been through because that outstanding debt, I didn't pay it. I owe a certain Yahudi a certain Jew, I had 10 dinars I needed to pay him, and I had that money kept in the, in a horn in my house, in a horn, animals, and I kept it in a certain place, but mort had overcome me, I passed away, I didn't pay him, so a little difficulty I went through, because of this. So if you can go to my home, in this place that horn is, inside the horn I kept it, you must take out that money and go and pay that Yahudi on my behalf. So he said, no, inshallah, I'll do it. So he says, how is it on the other side, in that world, after mort, after death? So he said, alhamdulillah, the condition of the people of this world is passed on to us. We are informed of what is happening in the world. We are informed of everything. Allah Pak, the condition of our families, our children, we are informed of all this. So he says that few days ago, the cat in our house had died. So I was informed of that also by Allah. And then he says that my daughter is not too well. When you go to my house, you must tell my family that they must take good care of her. Take good care of her. So he understood that in this was an indication that take good care of her because her time is limited. And after a few days, perhaps she also will leave this world. So when the Sahabi awoke from the dream, Auf ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he quickly goes to the home. So when he comes to the home of his friend, so the family members open the door, they receive him, marhaban, welcome to the friend of our father. He says that after our father passed away, you didn't come to meet us. So he said that I had fallen ill, I wasn't too well, that's why I didn't come. But nevertheless, that I just came to find out how's everything. So then they said, no, alhamdulillah, everything is well at home. So he said that in a certain place, there's a horn their father had kept that day. So he said, yes, where is it? So he went there. So then he put his hand aside, he took out the packet of wealth, of money, 10 dinars. So then he informed the family of the dream that he had. So he said, yes, no, please go and pay the debt to that Yahudi. And then he said that, did the cat die? He said, yes, a few days, the cat died a few days ago. So he said, everything that he told him in the dream turned out to be true. So he said, where is his young daughter? He said, there she's playing, small girl. So he went and touched her on her forehead. He felt that she was running a fever, a high fever. So he said that he told that he must treat her well. And after a few days, then she passed away. When he takes that money, he goes to that Yahudi. He asks the Yahudi that, tell me that my friend Saab, he had some dealings with you. What type of a person was he? So he says, no, from the Ashab of Rasulullah, from the companions, he was a very, very good person. He always was prompt in his payment. He always used to pay. So he said, did he have any outstanding debts? He said, yes, but he had one outstanding debt, you know. So how much? He said, no, 10 dinars. He said, this is that amount I came to give on behalf of him. So whatever happens in the world, Allah Pak informs the people of the Akhirat, the people of the barzakh, people of the other world, Allah Pak informs them. When a person passes away, then the people on the other side, the family members are all waiting. His father, his mother, they're all waiting, the family members, they're all waiting to receive him. It's a happy occasion. It's an occasion of Eid. You know. And of course, what Allah Pak has in store for the dying person, or for the deceased, is better than what this world can offer him. That way, those sahaba who passed away at Bere Mu'una, about 70 sahaba, these were very, very great awliya among the sahaba. Each of the sahaba were very pious. But this was the cream of the sahaba. Great, great qurra. Their nights were on the tahajjud salah. And in the day, you were either fighting in the path of Allah Ta'ala, or they were rendering service to humanity. Taking water from the well, going assisting this person. So Rasulullah sent them for the hidayat of a certain nation, a certain people. And those people deceived Rasulullah, said, no, send these people to teach us deen. Just a plan, they planned it. So those sahaba came, these people, a whole tribe, one, two tribes, they came and they mowed them down and they massacred them, they killed them. Rasulullah was very, very grieved. Nabi Sallam cried in the salah. Nabi Sallam made a lot of bad dua against those people, made dua. For over a month, Nabi Sallam made that, so affected Nabi Sallam. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, at the time when those sahaba were killed, they made dua, they said, oh Allah, inform Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our Nabi, of what is our condition, what we are facing. And Allah Pak sent Jibreel Alayhi Salaam would wahi to inform Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is what happened. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was crying, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was tearing and crying. From here you understand, at the occasion of more to tear, to weep, to cry is permissible. But of course, a person shouldn't wail, shouldn't shout, crying with a loud voice, or mourn the death in the way the kuffar do it. This is not permissible. So Nabi Sallam was crying, and Nabi Sallam informed the Sahaba, he says, what Allah has in store for them in Jannah, had they been offered to return to this world, it wouldn't make them happy to come back here. Allah, they're so happy where they are. They're so happy. So we're all moving to this destination of Akhirat in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, where we're fasting, hearts are soft also. We should be taking stock of our amal, of our lives. The hukuk that we owe to Allah, hukuk we owe to the servants of Allah Ta'ala, is that is everything in order? If everything not in order, but you should put it in order. He mentioned that one father, his son became shaheed in the path of Allah, fighting in jihad, his son became shaheed. So Allah Pak made it such that every Thursday night, the son used to come and visit the father. Every Thursday night. So the father used to wait for Thursday night in the dream, he should see his son, should come to meet him. So one Thursday night, the father went to sleep in that anticipation, that hope, that my son is going to come to meet me. The son didn't come. Father was a bit worried. My son didn't come to meet me. So, the following Thursday, the son came. So his father asked the son, oh my beloved son, every Thursday night you come to visit me in the dream, I see you. But last Sunday you didn't come. So the son told the father that last Thursday night, Friday, Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi passed away. And Allah was so pleased and so happy with him. That he was that person who, he restored the wrongs that were done in his family, in the Bani Umayyad, that he came to put things straight, to put things right. He returned all the waqf property back to its original state. His family members stole all the wealth. He returned everything, you know. And deen, he upheld deen. He preserved the sunnah. He gave the command that the Mubarak ahadith of Rasulullah should be preserved. So he did tremendous, tremendous good works in the world. Allah Pak was so happy with him. And when he passed away, Allah Pak had commanded Rasulullah SAW, all the Anbiya, all the Sahaba and the Awliya, together to come and receive Umar bin Abdul Aziz to take him to the year after. That reception he received from Allah. So that, oh my father, we the Shuhada were also commanded to join Rasulullah to go and receive Umar bin Abdul Aziz. That's why he couldn't come to visit you. And when he made investigations, exactly as Umar bin Abdul Aziz passed away at that time. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi's Nana, when he passed away, it's mentioned, he would come to visit the Nani. The Nana passed away in his physical form. They said the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, when they pass away, it's only like a veil that's put over them. Otherwise, they're actually alive. The shuhada, Allah Pak says in Quran, the shuhada, balhum ahyaun inda rabbim yurzaqun. They are alive. And they're given rosy also. Even a person who passed away to illness, internal sickness or illness, Allah grants him the martaba of a shaheed. And a shaheed never dies. We just see the person died outwardly. He's just passed from one realm, one world to the next world. Otherwise, he's alive. And he's not just a barzakhi life. Normal people, just normal. As far as the Nabi, as far as the Shuhada, in their physical state, even their bodies, Allah Pak allow to be preserved. Allah Pak allows the Shaheed, you know, his body is preserved. You know. So this grandfather, Thani Rahmatullah, his Nana, used to come every night to meet the Nani. He come in physical form. And he used to bring some gifts, some food, some fruits or whatever, mitai, or he used to bring him. So she should wait, you know. Someone think, how nice is something like that, you know, happens to us, our parents, something. Anyway, so one day, somebody came in the house and they asked, hey, where's all this, so much all this thing, where's all this coming from? And there, she, you know, she revealed it, she said, no, my husband is coming. From that day, it ended, you know. From that day, it came to an end. You know. So, Hazrat Mullah Ali Qari Muhammad mentioned incidents of this nature, that there was this one ustad and the student. So the ustad passed away. It was every day the mamul of the student and ustad after fajr, they would hamrao their door to each other. The students would read 10 ayats, then the ustad would 10 ayats. So the ustad passed away, the student was very, very sad. So the student said, never mind, let me go to the grave of my ustad. I'll go to the grave, I'll read my 10 ayats. At least I'll feel fulfilled, that happiness. I gave it to my ustad. He can't recite now, but never mind. So he went to the grave. He read his 10 ayats. There from inside the qabr, he heard the ustad is reciting his 10 ayats. Then he read his 10 ayats also, the ustad read 10 ayats, like every day how much they generally read. So it continued for some time like this. One day he told someone, and that thing came to an end. It ended. Yeah. So Allah Ta'ala made it such that now when a person comes to the end of his life, Allah Pak makes it such that that moment is the moment of Eid. Rasulullah s.a.w. at times, Nabi s.a.w. sends the Sahaba to come and receive the person. He said, my dada, when he passed away, he was a very great man, joined Hazrat by Padir Rahmatullah in the khidmat of Dawud and Tabligh. His one person saw the night my dada passed away, and that the day he passed, that night, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anh, came to receive him to take him. So some people, Allah Pak, Rasulullah s.a.w. sends Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Umar Farooq. When Hazrat Abdul Shakur Laknavi Rahmatullah passing away, his whole life he spent defending the respect of Sahaba against the Shias. So Mawlana Abdul Qadir Raipuri was seated there, and the body of this Buzurg was about to breathe his end, and then he just passed away at that moment. And then Allah Pak lifted the veil. Mawlana Abdul Qadir Raipuri Rahmatullahi, Allah Pak showed him that the Sahaba came to take this Buzurg to Akhirat. There Mawlana Abdul Qadir Raipuri said, if the Sahaba don't come, who will come? His whole life is spent in defending the Izzat of Sahaba. Allah Pak sent the Sahaba to come and take this man. Some people we find Rasulullah SAW himself comes. When Hazrat Imam Bukhari Rahimullah passed away, then Rasulullah SAW himself came. When Hazrat Mufti Mahmud al-Hassan Gangohi passed away, somebody person saw in the dream, Nabi SAW came on the white horse. He said, I came to take Mufti Sahab. And then he took him to the year after. When our respected Ustad, our beloved Ustad Hazrat Mawlana Harun Abbas Umar Rahimullah passed away, Mawlana's whole life was in the khidmat of deen, sacrifice for Islam, for deen, for the service of the hadith and the sunnah of Rasulullah. Till then, Mawlana was so sick in the end, and Sheikh Muhammad Awama, who's from the family of Rasulullah, the great Sheikh of Medina Munawara, and now he moved over to Turkey. So Sheikh Muhammad Awama, he needed Muhammad Abbas Umar. So he put a request. He said that I need you to help me in the service of hadith, a person of your caliber, if you can assist me. Sheikh Muhammad Awama, student he was. So Muhammad Abbas Umar asked his father, oh my beloved father, Harun needed his son. He needed his son at that time most. Mawlana was so ill, so sick. Pressure, sugar, kidney failure, what and what Mawlana had. And at that time he needed his son there. And now that taqaza came for deen, he said, he asked his father, the Sheikh wants me to come and say, what must do? His father said, no, you go. He sacrificed his son when he needed his son the most. You know, you go. So then he told his father that if you pass away, but say, come back. He said, no, don't come back also. If I pass away, you remain there in the service of the sunnah, in the service of deen. When the work is complete, then you come back home. He told him, you don't worry about me. He said, this ada, this action, Allah Pak loves so much, you know. And then Mawlana Harun Sahib, when he passed away, that very same night, when Alim had seen a dream, he was sleeping at that time. Mawlana passed away, Alim was sleeping. He says that Rasulullah SAW came in his dream. And then he said, oh Rasulullah SAW, he met him, can I do anything for you? Any khidmat I can do for you? Rasulullah SAW said, no, I came to take my friend. I came to take my friend to the hereafter. I said, which friend? He says, there's this friend. He saw Mawlana Harun Abbas Umar was there. He said, Allah sent me to take him. Nabi SAW, he came himself, you know. So brothers, this Mubarak month of Ramadan, we're all moving towards our grave. We don't know sooner or later. Death knows no age, you know. Who will go when? Sometimes the grandfather comes, but the grandson goes before him. So make dua Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq of preparing for that moment. Allah make us be pleased with His decree at all time. What Allah has in store for the deceased is greater and better for what we can offer the deceased in this world. Allah give me all tawfiq.